The Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects considerably lower numbers of Chinook salmon for the Stikine and Taku Rivers. KSTK's June Leffler has more.
The department forecasts there will be less than 7,000 Chinook salmon making it back to spawn in the Stikine River near Wrangell next year, and just 5,000 in the Taku River near Juneau. Neither preseason terminal run number provides an allowable catch for U.S. and/or Canadian fisheries. For the Taku, the amount is 4 times less than the department's minimum goal range for kings returning to river. Dave Harris is the Juneau area manager for Fish and Game.
I believe they are the poorest forecast we've ever come up with for these rivers.
These numbers are 60% lower than last year's forecasts, which still weren't that high. The forecasts mean very little chance of early season commercial gill netting or trawling to target those king salmon. Those fisheries, when they're open, are typically in May. But low numbers could have broader impact on both sport and commercial fishing.
Well, there's going to be some quite draconian restrictions, in at least the gill netters, and I believe the recreational fisheries, the troll fisheries, the seine fisheries, basically all the fisheries that target salmon will have some form of restriction or another designed to minimize their impacts on these species.
Historically low returns of kings to rivers in southeast Alaska last year prompted an unprecedented region-wide Chinook closure for both commercial and sport fisheries. The state's Board of Fish will be addressing management of southeast king salmon at a meeting in January in Sitka. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.